Okay. Okay, Mr. Bring, you are applying for planning commission?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have a series of questions here that we would like to ask you. And normally what we do is, because we normally sit around a large dais, we take turns asking questions. But because we're scattered all over, along with everybody else on this Zoom page, I'm just going to ask you the questions one after another and take your time and answer them. And then at the end, we're going to give you a chance to ask us any questions if you have it. Is that okay, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's start. Please take a moment to tell us about yourself and why you want to serve on the Planning Commission.
Well, my name is James Bring. I have been a Blaine resident now for about 17 years. There's a lot of growth happening right now. There's going to be more growth to come, and I'd just like to be part of it. Just make sure that the right decisions are made for our community to help develop that growth, really. That's kind of it in a nutshell, and to, you know, be part of the community and help make changes.
That's, I think, why we're all here. Please describe your understanding of the Washington State Growth Management Act and how the Act's goals are implemented by local jurisdictions.
It ensures that development happens in smart ways, sidewalks, utilities, amenities, and locally just meant to avoid sprawl into farmlands and rural areas, forests, you know, just ensure that there is a good plan.
Okay. Do you have any experience with any community or volunteer committees? If so, what was your role in those committees?
Currently, I am the vice president of Blaine Soccer Association. And here in Blaine, for many years, I've volunteered for AAU doing basketball for the girls. As vice president for soccer, for the most part, it's, you know, trying to find good deals on equipment and helping to make sure the fields are in perfect order and handing out equipment, things like that.
Okay. The Planning Commission's responsibility per state law, RCW 36.70.070, is to assist the planning department in carrying out its duties. The department's duty is to fulfill the legislative and policy priorities of the City Council. Describe how you would apply your skills in helping the department fulfill its responsibility.
Yeah, I think one of my best skills is the ability to think outside of the box and see both sides of a coin. Someone presents something, on the onset, it might seem like a good idea, and then you dig deeper into it, it might not be a good idea for the community. Or quite the opposite. On the surface, it might seem like this isn't a good proposal at all. And the more you dig into it and find out, you know, who it would affect, how it would affect the community, how it would affect like our tax base, it might be a good idea. And I think that's probably my best skill, is that I'm very open-minded to everything and willing to dig deep into it to make sure that there is some benefit. And I'm not quick to poo-poo anything. And I'm also not very quick to cheer for anything either. I'm open-minded. I listen to all the sides. And then, you know, I like to think that I come to decisions based on what's best for the community.
Okay. The Planning Commission is responsible for making recommendations to council on both quasi-judicial requests and legislative proposals. Describe how you would prepare to make a recommendation to the City Council for each of these functions.
I think with that stuff, it comes down to research. You have to be willing to do a lot of research. You know, make sure that you get in deep to what the proposal is, see where it aligns with our laws and our legislature, and go from there. And if it's something that obviously is way off base, you know, again, it might be something that we're against, but it might also cause us to take a step back and say, maybe we need to rethink you know, particular what our legislature on this specific subject is. So I think that the key thing with that is research. Before you present anything, before you back anything, you need to have some background in it and not just, you know, yay or nay based on a gut feeling.
Okay. In addition to the regular bi-weekly meetings, the Planning Commission often has additional study sessions. Overall, the time commitment ranges from 3 hours in a light month to 8 hours in a busy month. This does not include the time spending preparing for the meetings, reading reports, researching code, et cetera, as you've just been talking about. Are you committed to volunteering that amount of time?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Okay. Sounds fair.
I knew going in, it wasn't, we're going to meet, you know, once a month and say yay or nay on a couple things. It's going to involve some work as it should, because we're talking about our community. It's not something I take very lightly.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's important not to underestimate the importance of the Planning Commission to the city of Blaine. It is very, very important. They do excellent work for us. Do you have any questions for the city council?
Not specifically, I guess, just when will we know when or if I get approved or not? Is there a date set, or is it still wide open, or?
Mr. Crawford will be happy to answer that for you.
Certainly. I'm glad to tell you that you won't have to wait long. The decision will be made in likely 1 hour.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And if I happen to be approved, I'm ready to get to work.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay, that was our only item on the agenda for the study session. So I will end the study session at 17:56, and in preparation for starting of the city council meeting.
Okay, see you all in 4 minutes.
Thank you for your time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.